This is an extraordinary day, and so I've taken the extraordinary step of choosing to read the column that is in our bulletin this week. So the five people of you who have read it already are free to go into the kitchen and get a cup of coffee or whatever you want to do. The rest of you have to pay attention. So we've come to Easter 2020. It's safe to say that it will be celebrated as no other ever has been. The pandemic has created a situation that requires us to build communities that are beyond the reach of our arms, but not the reach of our hearts and our minds. The sentiment found in our responsorial psalm challenges us to step beyond our distances and to link our spirits and our voices. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Any opportunity we have to offer praise and glory to God is a good day. Any opportunity we have to come together in any venue and witness to the power of God's love is a good day. Any opportunity that we have to experience the strength and support and love of our community is a good day. And so we have Easter 2020. 5 years ago, six words grabbed hold of me and have refused to let go whenever I consider the nature of Easter. Anytime I consider a column or preaching for this solemnity, these words come to me unbidden, and they really do not let go. Bravely, fiercely, compassionately, relentless, forgiving, unconditional are the words. Beginning with the experience of Palm Sunday, Jesus embodies what God's love and commitment to us looks like. Knowing full well that his entry as king into Jerusalem would lead to the cross, Jesus nonetheless rides into the city. In the upper room, he washes the feet of his betrayer, offering a forgiveness that's lost to Judas. Knowing the grief and the fear that his disciples would experience, he offers one final gift, himself and the bread and the wine. In doing so, he fulfills his promise to be with them and us until the end of the age. In the garden, he let go of his own fear, turning it over to his Father in his prayer. Showing the depths of his love, he fulfilled the plan begun at the fall. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they are doing. You will be with me in paradise. Even from the altar of the cross, Jesus, with profound compassion, sets the bar for us. If we enter into the moment of the resurrection, we can experience the fierce, relentless love of the Father for his Son. Because the Father banishes death, allowing his Son to stand in his full glory, attended by the choirs of angels. Today, more than ever, we are called to take these six words to heart. I think they bear repeating. Bravely choosing to make choices that acknowledge the unique world we find ourselves in. Defending fiercely the right we have to live safely against the assault of those who would deny or ignore the new reality. We are challenged to respond compassionately to those who are in the front lines of the pandemic. Medical personnel, first responders, the patients. Not just these people, but all those who are working to keep the world moving. Not just these people, but those who keep our faith communities responsive to its members. The unconditional commitment made from the strength of their faiths and their hopes. The crisis is far from resolved. It is difficult to sift through the flood of information. It is difficult to separate the fiction from the facts and decide which facts help us the most to make decisions for ourselves and for our families. The resurrection that we celebrate today is what makes us an Alleluia people. That single phrase reflects the faith we have in Christ's unconditional love, that love that flows through the Holy Spirit from the Father. Remember that in the days ahead. Remember, this and every day is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Blessings to each of you on this holy day.